弟兄姐妹平安。
Good
弟
morning,
兄姐妹平安。
sisters.
新堂宣教主日的主题是刚强壮胆，传扬福音。
The theme of the Mission Sunday from Grace Church is Be Bold for the Gospel.
有人问我。为什么我怎么会参与缅甸的宣教？我回答他们说，一个诚心的祷告。
Some people asked me how I started the mission work 19 years ago. I always said to them that it started with a sincere prayer.
2000年的时候，师母和我参与了中宣总会在波兰的短宣。
In the year 2000, my wife and I participated in a world mission conference in Warsaw. It's a team from the OCM Main Church.
师母她已经去过很多的地方，我是第一次参与宣教。
My wife has participated in many different things concerning missions, but for me, it was the first time.
回来以后，我心里非常非常的感动，我就做了一个很诚心的祷告，我说主啊，我愿意参与宣教的工作。
I was so moved by what I learned in the conference. I told God that I would like to be part of mission work.
2001年缅甸的这个事工的宣教领导我。
In 2001, the ministry in Myanmar came to me.
那个时候有一句经文在约书亚记一章九节常常的出现，那里说你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，因为无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
During that time, this verse from the book of Joshua, chapter 1, verse 9, came to me very often. It says that, Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not be frightened, and do not be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
这句话常常在我们宣教的工厂提醒我。
This was often reminded me during my mission work.
也带领我过去19年能够不断的参与。
It also gave me the courage and to continue on for 19 years.
下一个 slide， 我参这个缅甸是坐落在东南亚。
Next slide, we're going to see the map to see where Burma is in the southeast.
北面绿色的是中国，然后旁边有那个老挝、泰国，左边的是 Bangladesh 和印度。
So in the top, the green part is China, and then we see Nepal, and then India on the left, and then there is Laos and Thailand on the right.
下一个 slide。那么我们通常是坐飞机到缅甸的第二大城叫做 Mandalay。
We usually arrived by plane at Mandalay, which is the second largest city in Burma.
那么从Mandalay 我们坐车子2个小时上到山上第一个山头叫做 Bin Ulan。
From there, usually we will be transported by automobile up to Bin Ulan, which is 2 hours from Mandalay up in the mountain.
从 Bin Ulan 一直到云南的边境，这条公路叫做滇缅公路。
From Bin Ulan up to the border of Yunnan, China.This highway is called the Burmese Highway.
是二战时期非常有名的一条路，也是唯一的一条通往中国的路。
This is a very well-known road, and it's also the only road that leads up to China.
大家可以注意到，贝恩乌伦几乎是在在这个 Shine State 的这个里面。
We can see that Ben Ulen is located in a state called Shine State.
这个 Shine State 都是华人。
In this state, mostly are Chinese people living there.
所以呢，也是中国青冈藏高原的这个地方开始。
It's also the beginning of the Qingkang Tibetan Plateau.
那么所以呢，我们下一个 slide 我们会看到，我要到那个 Ben Ulen 的时候要经过这些路。Next slide.
So this slide shows that how these windy roads would take Pastor Aishin from Mandela up to Ben Ulen.
Next slide. So 我们 travel 越走越高。
So you can see that we would travel along this road getting higher and higher.
所以本乌伦大概是3000英尺的高度。
本乌伦 locates above 3000 kilometer high.
它是一个很小的镇。Next slide.
It's a small town, not big enough to be called a city.
比 village 大，比城市小。
It's bigger than a village, but smaller than a city.
那么我 next slide. 我停留的地方是在一个神学院，租借当地的教会，用当地教会在做神学院。
This is where we stay, a seminary which actually borrows a church building there locally.
因为缅甸政府不允许建神学院和新的教会，这个是一个很老的卫理公会的教会。
This is an old Methodist church there, because the Burmese government has forbidden new churches or seminaries to be built.
所以我就在这里，礼拜一到礼拜五，早上8点到下午3点半在这里教课。
So here I teach from Monday through Friday, beginning at 8 a.m. until 3:30 p.m. in the afternoon every day.
礼拜六、礼拜天，我就会出去到学生服侍的地方，或者是毕业学生建立的教会地方去看他们。
On Saturdays and Sundays, we usually will go to the places where the seminary students are ministering.Or the graduates are serving at the moment.
Next slide. 这是2002年班的学生，那么这些学生都是少数民族。
This is a class I taught in 2002, and all of these students are from the minority tribes.
他们说中文，读中文，会写中文。
They can speak and read and write Chinese.
有一些还不太会缅文。
Some of them can't, they don't know the Burmese language.
所以他们礼拜一有一堂课是教他们说缅甸文。
So they actually have a class on Mondays to teach them to learn Burmese language.
这个男生的前排第二个人，他后来毕业以后建立了一个教会。
The second young man from the front, after he graduated, he built a church.
在缅甸不叫 church, 叫做学生中心。
In Myanmar, they don't call it a church, but they call student centers.
因为他们不愿意让政府知道那个是教会。
Because it would be forbidden to be a church by the government.
同时也是收留很多学生作为他们生活的一部分。
By running the student centers, they also they could accept students as a way of supporting their lives.
Next slide. 在这个 这个课室的旁边就是神学院帮助这个教会建立的这个大楼。
So next to those old rooms that we just saw, here is a new building built by the seminary using the land from the church.
这些钱是来自海外当地，还有台湾、香港各个地方。
The expense was donated by the churches from the world, from the United States, from Taiwan, from Hong Kong, and different places.
那么三楼是女同学的宿舍。
The third floor is the dormitory for the female students.
院长李院长也住在三楼。
Including the dean of the seminary, she lives there as well.
二楼是教室，还有图书馆。
The second floor has a library and classrooms.
一楼是敬拜地方，还有一间教室。
And the first floor is where they worship and one classroom.
Next slide. 在礼拜一到礼拜五的教课中，每天早上有早会，所以那个早会是由我来负责的。
From Monday through Friday, there's an early assembly, and so I was the one to hold the assembly.
Next slide. 大家会看到这些少数民族的同学汉人比较少。
You can see that among the students, there are fewer Han people, but more of the minority tribal people.
女同学多半是来自基督教的家庭。
The female students are mostly from Christian families.
的男同学多半90%是戒毒的年轻人。
But 90% of the male students are former drug addicts.
Okay, next.所以大家可以看到这边右边这个男生他手上有这个刺绣，这些都是吸毒的人。
You can see from the front there, the boys have tattoos on their arms, and that usually are the sign for people that they drug.
这个教室是在二楼的教室。
This is a classroom on the second floor.
Next slide.这是两年前的一个班。
This slide is taken, picture is taken 2 years ago from one of the classes.
Okay. 那么这是师母她所教的班。
This is a class that 师母 taught.
下面一个 slide. Yeah, 师母所教的班。
This is 师母 the class. That you can, 师母 there with the.
Yeah, 我通常是教第一年级的班，师母是教二三年级的班。
I usually teach the first year students, and 师母 teaches the second and third year students.
那四年级的学生在外面服侍。
And the fourth year, the last year students, usually they would have the practicum outside in different locations.
不是完一年回来才可以毕业。
They have to finish their 1 year practicum before they can graduate from the seminary.
那很有意思的，他们后来这些同学毕业以后结婚，都是同学中间，他们都是同学跟同学结婚的。
Almost all of them married from people from the class.
跟他们在一起的同学结婚一起。
Yes.
那么所以我上课的时候会注意到看哪个男同学，他特别看哪个女同学，我就知道他们彼此有意思。
So during my teaching, I usually would observe and I would notice which one is interested in whom.
学校是不准他们这个男女交往的。
The school actually doesn't encourage them date each other.
那么二年级以后，他如果说喜欢哪一个人，要让学校知道的。
So after the second year,They would have to let the school know if they are interested in one of the classmates.
But, 但是我私下相信他们一定在那里偷偷的在传纸条。
But I believe they probably were passing little notes to each other all the time.
Okay, next slide. 那么三点半以后，师母会教他们一些舞蹈。
After 3:30, the classes are over and 师母 will teach them dance.
Next slide. 他们学习舞蹈的目的是每年十二月他们要出去布道一个月。
They learn, how to dance for the purpose of the evangelistic meetings they are going to hold in December.
所以他们这个目这从一个村子到另外一个村子一共是一个月的时间。
During the whole month of December, they would travel from one village to the next.
通常他们是搭一个野台戏，然后唱歌跳舞，然后有院长传讲信息。
They would build an outdoor stage and sing and dance, and then the dean of the seminary would preach a message.
Next slide. 所以可以看到他们每一年都会学一些舞蹈。
So you see, this is one of the dances they are learning every year.
也是当时他们的衣服也是他们的那个族里面的穿的衣服。
And they wear the traditional clothing for their tribe.
Okay, 下一张 slide. 学生要负责每一天早上清晨五点多钟去买菜，然后中饭吃完以后要负责洗菜做喂晚饭。
The students share daily chores, including in the early morning 5 o'clock, they have to go shop and then prepare for meals for breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
那所以我们吃饭的地方就在大楼的旁边，下一个 slide 可以看得到。
So we will see where we enjoy our meals in the next slide.
那么这前面一个扎辫子穿黑色的就是院长李院长。
The first one we could see with the black top, with the ponytail, that's the dean of the seminary.
那么大家会看到我们的桌子菜比较多一点。
You can see that we have special treatment, so we have more dishes on our table.
那就是一个问题，苍蝇太多了。
But there's one problem, there are many flies flying around.
All right.那虽然这个丙乌伦在山顶上，但是它的这个 infrastructure 这个排水道不良。下一个 slide。
So even though 丙乌伦 is on the mountain, but it has a bad sewage system.
所以下雨的时候，雨季来的时候就常常是这个样子。
This is how it always gets so flooded during the rainy season.
All right, 这个是同学的宿舍。
And next one is the dorm.
Next slide.
The students' rooms.
Okay, next one. 所以我说我礼拜六我会出去，他们带我去，这个就是我毕业同学所建立的学生中心。
As I mentioned before, on Saturdays, I will go to different places where the students...or the graduates are serving, this is one of the student centers.
他毕业以后看上这个地方了。
After he graduated, he came and he loved it here.
所以礼拜天我也在那里服，我们再看 next one.
And we'll see that's, so sometimes Sundays I go there too.
Next one. 所以大家注意到我们在这里聚会的都是孩子和年轻人。
You will notice that most of the people that gather here that we are serving are either children or youth.
所以缅甸的少数民族福音工作是从往下面走，是往年轻人走。
So the ministry on the northern Burma.Usually start from the younger generation, from the younger.
所以大家可以看下一个 next slide, 大家可以看到，这个同学他建立的学生中心，的诗班。
Yeah, in this slide you can see the small choir of young children in this student center.
这些学生大概有十几个住在他这里。
There are more than 10 students living here.
所以呢，学生家长就会每个月给他一点农作物作为代价。
So these are the parents who pay the tuition by bringing some produce from their farms.
这些孩子白天会去读书。
The children will go to school during the day.
然后晚上会有 Bible study, 礼拜天会有敬拜。
And in the evening, there are Bible studies for them and then worship on Sundays.
那所以师母就很辛苦，清早四点钟起来，要给这十几个学生做早饭。
所以师母 my wife, get up early in the morning, like 4 o'clock, to prepare breakfast.
然后早饭完了以后，他就马上准备中饭，学生下课以后就会回来吃中饭。
And then right away she has to cook lunch to prepare for the students to come back for lunch.
那中饭以后就要准备晚饭。
Then right after that, preparing for suppers.
这一些家长，很多家长不愿意把孩子送到这里来。
Many of the parents actually are not willing to send their children here.
他们的家都住在深山里面，他们需要需要人帮忙种田。
Because they live in the inside, far in the mountain, and they need their children to help them to do their farming work.
能帮助家里赚钱，所以他们不太愿意孩子来这边，就少掉一个助手。
And with their children come, being here, they have less help and they earn less money.
所以送来的这些孩子算是很幸福的。
So these that are here are the lucky ones that got to.
这边也有孩子他不能去上课的。
But here there are some children that they actually cannot attend school.
因为他们没有国籍。
Because they do not have any citizenship.
他们中国不承认他们，缅甸也不承认他们。
Because they are not recognized by the Chinese government and they are not recognized by the Burmese government either.
Okay, next. 这个就是那天敬拜的时候。
And this one is taken from that worship time there.
下一个，这个就是next slide, 传道人他住的地方。
This is the place where the minister that graduated from the seminary, he lives here.
Okay, next one.在这个教会不远的地方有很大一片山，是给一个少数民族叫果干的。
Here this is not far from the church. There's a big piece of land that belongs to the 果干 tribe.
那么这边的华人自己这一家是基督徒。
This is a Christian family.
他的生活还不错，因为他有弄了两个鱼池在那里养鱼，到市场去卖。
This family has a better economic stand because they were able to build 2 fish ponds and they are.
我们可以看到下面两个池塘 ，OK.
Yeah, so from these ponds they have a fish they can sell in the market.Make money with.
那这个所谓的福音传福音野台戏，就是像在他们外面这样的广场上搭起台来，然后做这种福音的唱歌跳舞还有信息。
So the outdoor performance in this town is usually in front of their house. They have a front yard.And they build up the stage for performing and preaching.
Yeah, 然后他们邀请所有的山里面的邻居来这里来看。
And they'll invite all of their neighbors in this mountain area to come.
在周末，下一张 slide， 在周末我另外去了一个地方，或者学生服侍的地方，就是这个孤儿院。
Here is a orphanage that is another place that.Students minister.
那这个孤儿院是一个 傈僳族的女士她在经营，她是新加坡神学院毕业的，她不会讲中国话，只会讲傈僳话和英文。
This orphanage is managed by a Lisu woman. She graduated from a seminary in Singapore, and she could only speak Lisu dialect language and English.
Next one. 那学生神学生周末也在这里帮助这些孩子学中文传福音。
Our seminary student comes here on weekend to teach them Chinese and to spread the gospel to them.
The next one. 那么可以看到这些学生在上课敬拜的时候。
This is how they were having their class and how they were worshiping.
The next one. 他们一边学中文，然后在下面旁边就是圣经的经句。
They learn the Chinese, that the horizontal lines, and then on the right side, it's vertical lines are, that is a Bible verse that they are memorizing.
这个孤儿院的负责人后来有英国的这个退休的一个歌手也是作曲家到这边看到这里。
There was one English man who was a musician and a composer who came to visit this orphanage.
他在帮助这个孤儿院。
He came to help this orphanage.
所以有一天他就向这个孤儿院的负责人求婚。
One day he proposed to the principal of this orphanage.
那这个负责人他大概五十多岁，那这个英国人大概七十几岁。
The principal was about 50 years old, and the Englishman was about 70 years old.
所以这个孤儿院的负责人他不知道怎么办，他就跑到神学院来问院长可不可以嫁给他。
And the principal. The orphanage really didn't know what to do, so she went to the dean of the seminary to ask her what she should do.
结果后来他们结婚了。Next slide.
And they did get married.
Okay, next slide. This is the instrument.
So here is the Englishman, the husband, and then the principal of the orphanage.
他帮助这些孤儿学习一些生计，所以将来读完书毕业以后可以生活。比方说学电脑、打毛衣、学乐器这些东西。
The Englishman had the burden of teaching the orphans to learn skills.For making a living. So he helped them with computer, textile, and musical skills.
那么周末我们还去一个地方 ,next one. 是一个老人院，这个是老人院的负责人，也是神学院毕业的学生。
This is another place, it's kind of a senior village.And the woman, the sister here, is in charge of it, and she is a graduate from the seminary.
Next one. 有那一年，这个负责的老师，他在教课的时候，他孩子在这个后院的小坑里面淹死了。
One year, when she was teaching a class,one of her young child was drowned in the little pond in the backyard.
所以我们接到消息以后，我们就赶到这里。下一个 slide， 我们会看见，我们就在那里那个房间里面给他做了一个安息礼拜。那个黄色的，就是那个小 baby。
We rushed over to hold a funeral service for the child.That is in that covered in that yellow blanket.
之后他们就在路边随便找了一个地方就挖了一个坑就埋下去了 next one
right away then they buried him in a little plot by the side of the road
yeah 事后我们在那里一起在那里祷告 next slide
afterwards、yeah. we were praying for the family and
那个最高的一个姐妹就是李院长
The tallest woman is the dean of the seminary.
那这个老人院是他母亲在这山里买下来的。
The dean's mother bought this little village here, and make it into a senior village.
这所有的房子都是他一点一点盖起来的。
Houses here was built by the dean of the seminary.
后来他母亲过世了。
After her mom passed away.
这里老人也剩下一两个，结果他就把这个地方变成学生中心。
And there were almost no elderly people left in that village, then converted into a student center.
所以我们看 next slide 这个就是同样的地方现在已经盖起这些比较不错的这个房子
This is how it looks now after it was rebuilt into a student center
这些经费都是从就是从美国从台湾香港还有新加坡来的
So the cost of the building of this student center was completely by donation of the churches and believers from the United States, Hong Kong, Singapore, Taiwan, different countries.
我也谢谢你们弟兄姐妹的奉献，很多钱也是捐到这里来。
So we are very grateful that your money offers.A big part has come to this place.
Okay, next one. 有一个主日我在这里带领敬拜，这里有200多个小孩子。
So this is one of the Sundays I minister for, with a worship service. There are about 200 youngsters here.
这个在这个图片中间有一个大人穿着花花衣服的。他是从香港来的宣教士，他在这里一次服侍是三年的时间。
This is a missionary from Hong Kong. She is there to serve as a missionary usually for 3 years.
但是他每因为签证的关系，他每三个月要出境一次，然后签好再进来。
But due to a visa.Problem, she has to travel out of that place every 3 months and then return again.
那旁边的大人就是神学院的学生和毕业的学生。
The other adults are current seminary students and also graduates.
Next one. 那这个下一个，这些孩子休闲的时候就在那边学跳舞。
This is how the students, young, the children.We're learning how to dance from 师母。
那我还有机会呢，到另外一个叫焦麦的一个地方，也就往北走。
Now,
焦麦的教会感恩节在那边服侍。
We travel up north to a place called 焦麦 and on one Thanksgiving day, we were there to minister to the people.
Next slide. 那 yeah, 在下面一个 the next one.Keep going. 在那个教会有一个很特殊的事情。
There's something very special in that church.
那个礼拜天刚好是圣餐主日，那么圣餐主日之后，他们发现有一个姐妹没有来，所以圣餐主日之后，我们又一起到这个姐妹家里，在她家里给她举行圣餐。
On that Thanksgiving day, it happened also.We took communion, and afterwards, people realized that one sister didn't come, So they all traveled together to the home of that sister to administer communion to her.
There's something 非常有意思啊、哦！我们都没有想到这些东西。
It's a very caring and very special.
下面一个，我现在越往北走，就会到一个很大的城，叫做拉什。拉苏城。
Yes, a big town called Lashu is further north.
那么有许许多多的华人在这里。
Many Chinese live here.
那么这里我们在一个戒毒的中心服事。
And here is the drug treatment center.
是基督徒在这里负责的。
There are Christians here.
It runs by the Christian.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. 那么这些的 next slide. All right. Next slide. 这些都是戒毒的学生。
These are the students. They are receiving treatment.
他们的方法是，就是每当他毒品发作的时候，所有的同学就把这个人压在他身上。两三个钟头他就过去了，这样三天以后大概那个瘾就过去了。
But the way they treat them is that whenever the urge comes, that a group of students would just all pile on him and hold him down. And after 2 or 3 hours, the urge will pass. And so after about 3 days, then the person is cured from.
It's getting better, get better, okay.
Getting better.
对，他们用的一个口号是不用药物，不用注射，只要耶稣，这是他们的口号。
Their slogan is
no drugs.
Drug, we don't need needle. We just want Jesus.
Injection, no injection.We want Jesus Christ.
嗯哼。
所以那个主日我们会在这个下一个 slide， 这个戒毒中心叫做新生之家。
So this drug treatment center is called the Home of New Life.
所以神学院有一些是从这里出来的，所以他毕业以后会回到这里来服事。
In our seminary, some students actually came from this place. So when they graduated, they returned here to serve.And help.
Next one. 前排的第三个就是第二个就是这里的负责人，他是这个牧师。
So the second from the right, this man is the one in charge of the place. He's a pastor.
那旁边的是他的太太，师母。
The third one is his wife.
他是神学院第一届毕业的学生。
She's a graduate from the first year of our seminary.
其他的就是神学院毕业的同学。
The others are also are graduates from the seminary.
Next slide. 那在这个拉修这个地方有一个中学叫做马拿村中学。
There is one middle school, the name is Mana Middle School.
那么我那一年有带教会的年轻人在这边服事。
That year I took a team of young people from my church and they.
他们教导他们敬拜、诗歌、游戏。
They came here to lead them in worship, teach them Bible, and then play games with them.
Next slide. 那就是他们听信息的时候啊。
While they were listening to a message.
那么 next slide. 这个学校的校长是坐在这位弟兄。
He is the principal of the school.
许多年以前他是缅甸的共产党，后来缅甸在抓共产党的时候，他逃到泰国信了主。
He was a communist, a member of the Communist Party.During the communist regime of Burma, and after the communist regime fell, he fled to Thailand, and there he met the Lord, and he accepted Christ. became a believer.
十年以后他回来在这里建在这个马拿村建立的马拿村中学。
And then 10 years later he came back here and established this Mana middle school.
那中间坐的那个姐妹就是李院长。
And the one, the woman,
神学院的院长。
Yeah, she is the dean of the seminary.
她全家都是缅甸华侨。
She is overseas Chinese living in Burma.
他们是云南省籍，说云南话的。
They are from Yunnan, the whole family.
那么他们全家呢，移民到美国。他在加州的正道神学院念完宣教学博士，然后被一个香港的中福团拆回到缅甸来。
Her whole family immigrated to the United States, and then she attended Logos Evangelical Seminary and received her doctoral degree there, and then she was then sent by a mission organization in Hong Kong to Burma.
所以她现在是那个中福团在缅甸的负责人。
Now she is in charge of the whole mission ministries in Burma.
Okay, 下一个 slide. 我们在路上会去拜访傈僳族的教会。
And on the road, we went and visited a church of the Lisu people.
那么这位弟兄是开车送我们来，他是神学院的学生。
This brother is a student from the seminary, and he drove us there.
他的家很富有，可是很可惜，他也是吸毒了，后来戒毒。他也是新生之家出来的这个戒毒的学生。那天服侍我们他这两天都是他在山上开车送我们。
He is from a very well-off family, wealthy family, but unfortunately he also got into drug. So he recovered from it in that home of new life. And then he's very willing to serve God now. And so the whole two or three days he just drove Pastor Aishin and his wife around to the place.
Next slide, 我们会看到傈僳族的基督徒哈，他们穿着衣服都跟我们不太一样。
You can see how they dress. These are the 傈僳 Christians after the worship service.
Next slide. 这个是在云南边境的，在缅甸这边的新的一个学生中心。是因为毕业的学生在这里建立的新的学生中心，学生大概有300多个。那天的献堂礼，他请我们去，那天是一个主日。
This was one Sunday, they held a dedication ceremony for this new student center built by a graduate of the seminary. It's in the border of Myanmar and China, Yunnan, China.
Next.这口向海希望中心哈。
It's a home of hope.
他们的收的学生有两三百个，所以在信息结束以后呼召，大概有30几个年轻人跪在地上呼召。Next slide.
There were about 200-300 people attended, and then when we gave the altar call, about 30 young people.Responded to it, and they knelt down and was prayed. They were praying, responding to the call.
By the way, 学生中心另外一个名称就叫是学生宿舍，所以是有很多学生住在这里的。
Okay, so the student center also is called like the dormitory of students. So they live there. A lot of students live there.
Okay, next slide. Okay.所以呢，那天结束以后呢，这些学生服侍我们。Next slide. Next slide. Yeah. 你看到学生年纪轻轻在服侍我们，只有十几岁的孩子。
Yeah, and during the banquet time after the dedication service, the young people served us.
Next slide. 这个就是毕业的学生在这里办的，办得很不错，这个学生宿舍。
Yes, so this is a wonderful place where the graduate from our seminary established.
他们作息是一样的，白天上课，然后晚上学习 Bible, 然后礼拜天在这里敬拜。
They go by the same kind of schedule. During the day, they go to school, and then in the evening, they learn the Bible, and then worship on the weekend.
Next slide. 在那一次的 trip 里面，我们到了另外一个新建的学生宿舍。
On the same trip, we went to another new student center.
也是落成典礼。
This is also a building dedication ceremony.
Next slide. 那个地方叫南坎，南坎。
南坎。
Okay.
Grace Home.
下一个 slide. 那这个学生中心的负责人是左边这两位穿蓝色衣服的夫妇。
The principals of this place is the couple in the left with the blue shirt, t-shirt.
他们是瓦邦的人。
They are from the tribe of 瓦邦。
他就是以前那个老人中心的那个父子那个老师。
He used to be a teacher in that senior village.
所以他的有一个孩子不是被淹死了吗？
No, then they are the parents of the child that was drowned.
The next year, 神他又怀孕又生了一个孩子，就是旁边的这个孩子，跟他死掉的孩子长得一模一样。
So God was so gracious that the year after that boy was drowned, they had another child, and he looks exactly like the one they lost, and he's.
对，现在他自己在这里服侍。
Yeah, so now they are serving here.
下一个 slide， 那他们那里的水都是井水，可是井水里面很多矿物，所以必须要过滤才能够用。
So they drink of well water, and the water need to be purified.
整个我知道的上缅甸所有的地方，他们没有我们的这个 tap water， 他们都是用井水，都是打井水的。
In the northern part of Myanmar, they don't have running tap water. They have to go to the well to get water.
Okay. 那么我们 next slide， 我进出缅甸都要去到我们刚刚讲 Mandalay 那个大城市。那个城市有这个华人的卫理公会教会，我会在那边服侍一两天才上山或者才出境。
So usually, I have to go through Mandalay, arrive and then depart from there. So usually the two or three days before my whole work or two or three days afterwards, I would serve there in this Methodist church.
所以 next slide， 我们会看到他们的妇女团，他们叫姐妹会，我们叫做妇女团契啊，这是他们的姐妹会。
They have a sisters fellowship there.
下一个 slide， 他们有年轻人的青年会或者叫做青年团契。
They have the youth or young adult fellowship.
Next slide。在我去缅甸中间有五年的时间，我会进出中国，在那边服侍。
There were 5 years that I usually had to travel through China to get into my mission location.
有一年我在温州，我是住在教会里面，全教会只有我一个人。
One year I stayed in a church in Wenzhou, and I was the only one sleeping there.
我在那边有一个星期的培训的课程。
And I had 1 week time of training the church leaders.
有一天早上，我4:30 去洗手间，回来的时候，我发现有一个房间外面有很多的鞋子。
One morning, I went to use a restroom sometime after 4:30, and when I was going to return to my room, I noticed that there are a lot of shoes in front of the room.
我打开一看，原来那个教会的执事早上五点钟跪在那里祷告。
And so I opened the door and looked, and there are all the deacons, the servants of that church.
就想起我们很有名小敏唱的一首歌，叫做《中国早晨五点钟》。
They come to pray together at 5 o'clock. So that reminded me of this famous hymn written by Xiao Min, and it was talking about 5 o'clock in the morning in China. That's where everybody, the prayers will be raised up at that time.
对，我也是很感动的，加入他们，跟他们一起祷告到好像到六点半。
So that really moved me. So I joined them to pray, and we pray until around 6:30.
Next slide. 这个就是地下神学院培训，在温州，就是同样的那个小区里面。
So this is a picture of the training course that I was given in 温州. They are for the home church leaders. House church leaders.
下一个 ，OK。啊，这些都是那些，这些都是已经是现在的，都是传道人来这边集训的。
They are all ministers of different house churches. They came for training.
好像这边的课程，他们毕业以后可以拿到学位。
From these courses, they can receive a degree.
那这个学位是国外发的，是外国发，我不晓得是哪个国家。
They will receive a degree from an institution that is outside of China. So I'm not sure from which seminary.
Next slide. 这是在温州的主日的一次敬拜。
And this one is from one Sunday at 温州 Sunday worship.
有一个姐妹站在那里靠着墙的，她就是现在长恩堂王家牧师的师母。
And the woman that's standing against the wall is the wife of Minister Jacob Wang. Now we should call him Reverend Jacob Wang because he was just ordained this week, and that is his wife.
Okay, 所以我是在那个地方认识他们的。
This is where I met them.
我们在那边除了主日以外，还有下 next slide.我跟姐妹照相，这个是苗族的姐妹。
This is after the worship, we took a picture with the Miao, a sister from the Miao tribe.
我们同时到医院去探访 ,next slide.
We also went and do hospital visits.
Next slide. 这个是温州的另外一个地下神学院的教会的主日，我在那边负责。
This is another underground seminary training place in 温州。
Next slide. 我们看到很多的年轻人参与在这里。
There are many young people that came for training.
Next slide.有一次去到温州，去到云南以后，结果情形很紧张，他们就把我送到农村去做培训，传道人培训。
One time, when we got to 温州。
昆明。昆明。
昆明。It was 昆明。And it was the government restriction was getting tighter and tighter.So we were being sent out to a remote place to minister instead of in the city.
那这个就是在乡村的一个姐妹家里的这个传道人培训会。
And this is a training course that is held
next slide,
at the home of a minister.
这个地方也是他的乡村的教会在他家里的三楼。
And this is a gathering.Of a church at her home on the third floor of her house from all the countryside people.
房子还可以，可是它其他的设备就没有不是很完整，所以我们看一看它的，我们晚上上厕所的地方，下一个 next slide.
Although the house looks okay, but their bathroom is not.
所以你上厕所是会，它没有门的，这里没有门的，你蹲在那里就是面对这只牛。
So the bathroom has no door, and when you use the bathroom, you are faced by a dog staring at you.
Okay, next slide. 几天以后结训了，我们在一起合照的照片。
And it's in the closing of the training program. We took a picture together.
我在 next slide. 我在中国有一个很特殊的经历，就是有一次去到了这个麻风村。
This is one of the very special experience we had there. We were brought to a village for lepers.
那么是真的是在山里面，没有什么路，没有这个很好的路可以到这个地方。
It's up deep in the mountain, and you could almost not find road to lead to drive up to this village.
住在这里的麻风病人，他们的日用饮食是有家人每个月上来的时候带一点东西上来。
And their living necessity was provided only by if their family members come to visit them. They are very isolated and remote.
然后他们自己也会种一点菜，种一点水果。
They plant some vegetables and fruits by themselves.
所以那么我们事先告诉我们他这些人，我们不能只是跟他打招呼，我们必须要跟他有更亲热的这个抱一抱啊 hug 这些事情。
We were told beforehand that these people are distrustful of people's sincerity unless you are willing to have closer contact, physical contact with them.
所以 next slide.
To hug them.
所以这个麻风村是美国宣教士在四十几年前花钱建立的。
This leper village was built about 40 years ago by American Mission Organization.
那么同时也把耶稣基督介绍给他们。
And they also introduced these people to Jesus Christ.
他每一栋房子可以住这个 living quarter 可以住两户人家。
So each building is for two families.
Okay, next one. 所以大家可以看到他们有的时候手是藏起来的，那手烂掉了或者是脚烂掉了，这些麻风的病人。
You could see that.They tried to hide their hands and their feet. That was all affected by the leprosy.
我们那天在那里服侍，我带去的年轻姐妹带他们唱诗歌，然后我给他们一点点的鼓励分享。
And that day we brought some songs and I brought some a message to encourage them.
We'll see next slide.
Yeah, two young.Sisters that
yeah from my church yeah
from the Pastor Aishin's church went with them yeah to minister
next slide 很感谢主每当提到耶稣基督的时候他们脸上就带着笑容从下一个镜头就可以看到他们每一个人都是举手说我有耶稣基督
praise God whenever we mention Jesus their faces lighten upAnd when I asked them, do you have Jesus in your heart? They would just raise their hands up and smile and laugh.
在我这些年缅甸的经历，我常常会问自己一个问题。
Oh, through these years, a question often came to me.
为什么都是基督徒，他们这么贫穷，我们这么富有？
Why that we are all Christians, but they are so poor and we have so abundant?
神就给了我一节经文 Next slide.
And the Lord gave me a Bible verse.
哥林多后书八章十三到十四节说，我原不是要别人轻省，你们受累乃是要均平，就是要你们的富裕现在可以补足他们的不足，使他们的富裕将来也可以补足你们的不足，这就是均平了。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 13 through 14 say, For I do not mean that others should be eased and you burdened, but that as a matter of fairness, your abundance at the present time should supply their need, so that their abundance may supply your need, that there may be fairness and equality.
我就发现到原来他们的富足是在灵里面的富足。
And I discovered that they are so abundant spiritually.
所以每一次去回来我就更被激动。
So every time after I met them, I felt greatly encouraged.
我为什么会参与缅甸的事工？
Why do I take part in the ministry in Myanmar?
It all started, 都开始是一个很诚心的，我愿意的祷告。
It all started from a sincere prayer of telling the Lord that I am willing.
谢谢弟兄姐妹。
Thank you, brothers and sisters.